Hello and welcome to the Approaching Schools podcast. I'm Keris Keneally and I help children's activity providers to build key business relationships with schools and nurseries without having to use cold calling or stalking. I want to help you earn a more reliable and consistent income while building your social impact and enriching children's lives with ease. So join me as I take you on a journey and let's make a positive difference together. Hello and welcome to another episode of Approaching Schools. This episode is kindly sponsored by Class for Kids. There are parents in your local community who do not know that you exist. No matter how good your marketing is, no matter how amazing your brand is, no matter how fantastic your service is, no matter how many reviews you have on your website, there are parents in your community who do not know you exist. Sometimes when we overly rely on platforms like social media for the majority of our marketing, it can end up feeling like we're shouting into the void. Because we only have a cross-section of parents or schools or nurseries connected with us on those platforms. There are so many other parents and families in your community who are not seeing your social media for whatever reason, whether it's the algorithms, whether it's because they're not in those groups you're posting in, whether it's because they're not following those pages you're posting on, whether they're not on those particular social media platforms that you're using most of the time. There will be parents in your community that do not know you exist. But we can change that by making sure that we are using offline marketing in our marketing mix, that we are not solely relying on one type of marketing like social media, for example. And one of those offline methods of marketing can be collaborating in your community. When you collaborate in your community, there are so many community hubs where parents, families, and future students exist. There's schools, there's nurseries, there's preschools, there are youth groups, there's brownies, cubs, guides, scouts. When you really start looking, there are so many different hubs where parents and students regularly meet. Now, when I started collaborating in the community for my dance classes, I experienced a 107% increase in revenue. And this was largely driven by my schools and nurseries strategy. But it not only meant that I was able to get additional stable income streams into my business, but it also meant that there were waiting lists in my community dance classes, and I was able to start working less while earning more. And I like to call this strategy getting paid to get paid, because you can very much go into a school or a nursery or a community group, deliver some form of paid workshop, paid club, paid lesson, paid session, and be promoting what you otherwise do outside of that establishment. You will naturally start to find that you can create a funnel for your marketing by collaborating in the community. One of my clients once referred to this as the Pied Piper. Being like a Pied Piper, he would go into a school, deliver his workshop, and then find that around 8 or 9 students would follow him to his community classes. And I said, let's coin this term the good Pied Piper effect. And that's what it is. This is a funnel, just like a funnel in your business, like an email marketing funnel. This is a funnel that exists when you collaborate in the community, because you can pop up in a community group, in a school, in a nursery, even in somebody else's business, and people will naturally follow you to your other classes that are available in the community. And if you have this as part of your paid strategy, you can also start to bring in additional stable income streams as a result. And there are so many different ways that you can do this. You might decide that you're going to collaborate with other businesses. Maybe there are other businesses in your community who serve the same audience but are not in direct competition with you. So one of the businesses that I once partnered with as a dance school was actually a personal trainer who was working with mums. So he only worked with mums, didn't work with children. I only worked with children, didn't work with mums. It was a perfect partnership because mums were still my target audience for my community dance classes. So for us, we did social media shares, we did an introduction to each other's email lists, we swapped flyers, and these were all ways of cross-promoting each other. So you can cross-promote with another business, you do some marketing for them, to your audience, they do some marketing for you, to their audience. You can pop up in somebody else's business. So this might look like going and doing a free taster in a school or a nursery. But one of the other ways I did it was I actually provided a warm-up, a dance fitness warm-up for a Santa run, where there were lots of parents dressing up as Santa for a charity and doing a run. And I was able to give out my flyers as a result. So there's lots of different things you can do with other businesses, other community groups, and with schools and nurseries in your community to raise more brand awareness, to let more parents know that you are there, so that parents get talking to other parents, so that parents get talking to their schools and their nurseries about you potentially putting on a club in that school or that nursery. So these sorts of things are really well worth doing, whether you have community classes or not, or whether you're looking to solely work in schools or nurseries, because you never know who these parents are connected with. They might be on the PTA, for example, the Parent Teacher Association, which is essentially a non-profit that is set up especially with the sole objective of raising funds for a school or a nursery. And they are actively looking for people to help them raise those funds. So think about who you could be collaborating with in your community. Think about who you would like to approach for this type of joint venture. Think about 10 businesses or community groups that you would potentially like to collaborate with this year. Because if you think of 10, it's a nice stretch goal, but also you're going to find there's going to be a percentage that for whatever reason don't want to partner with you. There's also going to be a percentage that say yes, but then potentially aren't very good or don't quite have the right audience. And so you're going to want to make sure that you've got kind of enough in your pool. So there are a few really good ones, and the ones that work out well, you'll want to think about partnering with again, a more of a longer term partnership. And are there any events in your community that would also increase awareness of what you do, where there will be local parents visiting and potentially staff from the local school or the local nursery, like community carnivals? We used to do this every year. We used to get our dancers up on the back of a lorry through the town and then ending up at a fair where we would also deliver an arena performance and get lots of local parents aware of what we do, but also all the local schools were participating in this carnival event, so lots of schools became aware of what we did as well. Maybe there's local markets, maybe you could partner with the PTA, maybe you could even put on a joint event with a PTA at a school. Now, I worked with a franchise who were doing exactly that, and they were arranging fun evenings that helped raise money for the PTA, but also helped get parents and students aware of their classes and lessons that were happening elsewhere in the community, and it was a win-win-win situation. You want to think about what's in it for the other community group or the other business that you are looking to partner with, so that they see it as a really, really good opportunity to partner with you as well. You want to look at how it's going to be a really, really good value added experience for the families that are going to get involved with this particular event. And you also want to think about what's going to be in it for you. You know, what are they going to do as a result? Whenever I've partnered with a PTA, for example, they've always offered to kind of give out flyers or put up posters for me or give me a mention on their social media pages. There's even local networking. So business networking is something I did in my business when I was looking for a lot more teachers when we really sort of scaled and expanded. But equally, you never know who's going to be there at these business networking events, because even if on the face of it, it looks like this business networking event is full of like people like, I don't know, solicitors, accountants, financial advisors, etc., most of those people are probably going to be parents, and some of those people may also be connected with a school. So when I went out to do business networking, I found that I was also meeting people who happened to be school governors, somebody that happened to be a treasurer at their local preschool, people that happened to be connected to other dance companies that had teachers, for example. So even though I wasn't specifically going to a networking event where there were other parents or people connected to schools or people connected to other dance teachers, it happened that actually they were. And that treasurer, she was there in a capacity to be a financial advisor and promoting that business. But she happened to be a treasurer of a preschool, and guess what? Off the back of that meeting, they happened to get us in for preschool dance. We also took part in exhibitions. So, for example, a local PE conference organised by the local school sports partnership in conjunction with the local authority, where all of the PE leaders from the local area attended. And I was able to have a stand there and meet lots of other PE leaders and talk to them about my dance lessons that would work very, very nicely in conjunction with their PE curriculum. So are there any exhibitions that you could attend, or are there any local cluster meetings happening or meetings for subject coordinators of the subject that your activity or service sits in? So be thinking about what these different events are. Do some research. Again, come up with 10 of these. And then think about all of the different ways that you could be working with different community groups to actually start instigating a funnel into your classes. Again, it's that paid to get paid strategy, because for some people listening to this podcast, you might not actually be looking for the more regular daytime work in schools and nurseries, but you might be thinking, well, I've got a community class that's not really making back its money. You know, I struggle to break even every term. It's always that one class where I kind of struggle to make the numbers up. You might strategically approach schools, nurseries, or community groups within the surrounding area of that struggling class and look to offer things like free tasters or assemblies, or if it's maybe like a brownie group or a guide group, you might offer badge work, for example, help them work towards a fitness badge, a cookery badge if you do cookery, something like that, an arts badge if you do art, or topic work if this is a school or a nursery. And be thinking about what you can offer that adds value, but also think about what's going to entice the children to go home and tell their families about you and your classes that happen in the local area. So could it be that you also give out an invitation or a voucher to your classes or to an event that you're otherwise running in the community at that taster or at that workshop? Could you maybe give out branded stickers? This was something we used to do, and we used to get customised stickers printed with the website on, and it would say, parents, ask me what I did today, and then there would be the website for a free taster. So always be thinking about not just going in and delivering this one-off workshop for a school, assembly, free taster for a nursery, badge work workshop for cubs, or a topic work workshop for schools, but actually thinking about what's going to make those children follow me. Remember, it's the good Pied Piper effect. What's going to make those children follow me into my classes elsewhere in the community? Or it might be that you're looking to fill up one of your clubs that's attached to a school and you do your assembly within that school to boost your numbers. And that's something that some of my Approaching Schools Academy members do every single term as well. So which community groups, schools or nurseries are you going to approach next in your local area? Again, come up with at least 10. At least 10. Hopefully more. If you're including schools and nurseries, it can definitely be more. But on the community group side, you might think of 10 community groups that are kind of youth groups, cubs, scouts, guides, brownies, for example, within the local area of your class that you're actually looking to fill. And this is a really good strategy, by the way, for any new classes that you're looking to set up, because this was a strategy I used whenever I moved to a new location with my dance school. I would always strategically approach the schools, nurseries and community groups around the local area of that new class. And it worked exceptionally well for me. I can remember one time where we opened up in a brand new venue and all I needed to do was go into one local school, teach years 3 and 4 for 2 hours, and then they let me hand out, I gave them all branded stickers and they let me hand out an invitation, and they made the invitation look like basically a dance party, and they were invited to this dance party workshop in half term. We had 40 children turn up to the dance workshop in half term, all from that school, and then 20 of them signed up for a 12-week block in our dance classes, which made that particular class, which was brand new on the timetable, brand new venue, brand new location, fully booked with this one strategy, and it was way faster for me than relying on social media.
Class for Kids are proud sponsors of the Approaching Schools podcast. Class for Kids, the leading booking software for kids activity clubs. Say goodbye to admin, headaches and welcome streamlined efficiency. With Class for Kids, you can simplify registrations, scheduling and payments all in one place. Kids' exclusive discount will save you money. Join the thousands of kids activity clubs using Class for Kids already to transform their businesses. Ready to get started? Click on the link in the show notes to seize this amazing offer today.
So whenever I talk about collaborating the community or strategies to help you get paid to get paid, as it were, and the good Pied Piper effect and creating that funnel within your community, people always ask me, yeah, but Keris, how do I get into schools and nurseries? And actually, the approach that I set out, you could use it for approaching the community groups too. You could even use it for approaching other local businesses that you would like to collaborate with. You need to remember that you're not trying to sell anything to them. You're essentially looking to partner with them, but there may be time and commitment involved in this strategy. So you need to attract their attention by positioning yourself as a problem solver. So think about, what's going to be in it for them? If you're partnering with a local business, is it going to help them fill their classes? Is it going to help them get more customers? Is it going to help them get more brand awareness? Is it going to help them make money? If it's a PTA, is it going to help them make money for the school? If it's a school, is it going to help them cover a certain topic? If it's for a nursery, is it going to help them cover a certain early learning goal? So think about what's in it for the person, the company, the business, what's in it for them, and become a problem solver. This is how you're going to build trust and authority with them, because if they don't trust you, they're not going to partner with you. If you don't have authority, they're going to wonder whether you're someone they should be introducing, either to their customers, if this is a business, to their families, if this is a community group, or to the parents, if this is a school or a nursery that you're looking to partner with. And think about how you would be demonstrating. So think about what the value is here. So if it's a business, just like when I mentioned that run, you know, what is it that you're doing for them? If it's a school, what is it you're going to do for them first? So lots of people say to me, well, schools tell me that they're not going to hand out my flyers for me. And I say, well, have you offered them anything of high value first? And I say, oh, no, I just turned up with a bunch of flyers. We need to change the strategy. We need to think about what we can give them that's high value first before they reciprocate. Okay. So what can you offer them of value? Just like I went into that school that was near that brand new location and I gave them 4 30-minute tasters with year 3 and 4. And that was all I needed to do to fill my nearby dance classes. What can you offer of value to them? You know, that Santa run, they got a fitness session, they got a warm up. What can you offer that's of value? The brownies, guides and scouts, when I went and delivered a brownie free taster, because it was really, really close to one of my local venues and handed out flyers, they ended up putting me in their district newsletter, which was amazing. But it meant that every single brownie group, scout group, cub group, guide group, etc., rainbows, all of them, beavers, they all of the ones in that particular local district area all wanted a free taster. And that's where I got to decide, okay, which ones are near my classes, I'll be happy to go into those for free and give out my flyers as a result. And which ones are not actually anywhere near me, but I could maybe give them a special rate to go and help them with their fitness badge, for example. And again, get paid to get paid, because you're getting paid for the workshop and then they are also potentially sending children your way. So be thinking about this idea of it being a value exchange and you offering the value first before asking for something in return. So think about how you would give them that experience of working with you. Think about how you're going to make this relevant perhaps to the time of year. So whenever I used to partner with PTAs, I would think about what time of year it was. So if it was the summer, they were likely to be doing summer fairs, and maybe I could get the children to put on a performance at their summer fair. Maybe I could run a stand. When it was, I can't remember what time of year this was, but there was a school disco at one of my local schools. And I partnered with the PTA to actually go in and teach the children to dance at their disco and show them some moves. And at the end of the disco, I was at the door handing out flyers to parents. So you want to be thinking about the time of year and what makes this relevant for you to be able to partner on some kind of event that's coming up. That Santa run was obviously at Christmas. What are the benefits of your offer? So what's in it for them? Why is it good value, either for the business or their customers, for the community group and their participants, for the school and their pupils? What's been in the news recently? Maybe there's been something in the news that you could tie in with that makes it relevant. Maybe you can give it a theme that makes it relevant. So be thinking about all of this, because again, it's kind of what's in it for them. It's how does it align with their priorities? So for a school, they kind of have three top priorities, right? And that's attainment, so the children's learning standards. There is attendance, so what's actually going to help them get to school that day. And there's well-being, and that could be pupil well-being, it could be teacher well-being, it could be physical well-being, it could be mental health well-being. So think about where you fit with their priorities, because that's going to make you more relevant as well. I always talk about bringing in the bandwagon effect. So that's another thing, is you always want to be including some kind of social proof. You always want to get this in your marketing. You always want to have this on social media and in your emails as well. But where, especially when you are approaching either a business to become a joint venture partner with you, or a school or a nursery that you would like to work with, you always want to think about how you can show them that you've been working with similar organisations in the area. So we definitely brought in the bandwagon effect when we partnered with that particular brownie session, because all of the other local brownie groups, guide groups, scout groups, beavers, cubs wanted that session too. We brought in the bandwagon effect. And you want to be thinking about how you can do this by including relevant reviews from other organisations like them when you approach them. So showcase your reviews. If you haven't got reviews, ask for more reviews. Ask for permission to use their name, their job title and their location. Because again, it's all about you know, the school or the nursery or the brownies or whoever it is that you've contacted to actually see that you're working with other organisations like them and they trust that person's judgment. The brownie leader knows all the other brownie leaders. The scout leader knows all the other scout leaders in the area. The nursery manager knows a lot of other nursery managers in the area. Head teachers talk to other head teachers at their cluster meetings. So they trust each other and now they trust their judgment. They've had you in as well. Okay, so it's a really good way of speeding up that whole know, like, and trust process. Another thing you want to speed up is your response time. So when you're creating this type of marketing to approach somebody to partner with, you want to be really, really clear about how and when you want them to respond. And choose one call to action, which in all fairness, really, you want to create a two-way conversation with them, don't you? The thing is, the longer it takes for these busy organisations to get back to you, the less likely they will. So be really clear about exactly how you want them to respond and how many of these are you making available. I should have made that clear to the brownies that I wouldn't be able to do free tasters for the entire district. And how do you want them to claim it? When do you want them to claim it by? Give them a deadline that gives them enough time to organise it, because if you make the deadline next week, you are not going to get any replies. You also need to give the deadline that gives you enough time to follow it up, because guess what? 80% of our sales come from our follow-ups. And tell them how many spaces there are. It's important to let them know what your capacity is. And you will need to follow this up. You want to boost your response times. Approaching any kind of organisation is not going to be a one and done thing if you want these long-term partnerships. So give them a reason for following up. Tell them how many spaces you've got. Let them know when you're going to be in the area delivering other sessions like this. Ask them if they'd like a chat on the phone first. Tell them who you'd like your email to be forwarded to. Remind them when the deadline is fast approaching, and you will then have lots of reasons for following them up. So I would love to know which three things from today's episode you are going to be taking action on and implementing. And I would love you to come and tell me in my free group, Approaching Schools Community for Children's Activity Providers. The link is in the show notes, and I would love to hear from you soon. Thank you for listening to the Approaching Schools podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, do come and let me know in my free group, for Children's Activity Providers Approaching Schools, so that I can make more content like this that you'll love. You can find me on my socials at Keris Keneally, and my inbox is always open. I would love for you to leave a review on iTunes and hit subscribe on your favourite platform so you can be the first to know when a new episode is ready. Until then, chat soon!